Dinosaurs did fart themselves into extinction. All their greenhouse gases caused climate change.
So they farted their way to extinction.
We're dealing with a crowd of people that are literally stuck in their childhood, and they've never grown out of it. But of course, this is the first crowd to tell us that the Bible's wrong. This is the first crowd to come to tell us that dinosaurs farted themselves to death, or that squids and octopi rode on a comet from outer space into our Earth and crash landed to evolve and to continue their evolution on Earth. Of course, the crowd that tells us that the Bible is incorrect and that Jesus was just a man and not God is the very crowd that believes that monkeys made a sea voyage from Africa to South America on rafts. That they literally surfed from Africa to South America. One guy responded to me recently. He goes, well, that sounds crazy. Let's clarify. It wasn't a surfboard. It was a log or some seaweed.
So we have seen evidence, plenty of evidence, for animals drifting on logs, drifting on seaweed, drifting on whatever through the ocean.
I imagine the poor little monkeys were dehydrated and exhausted and hungry and jumped off at the first chance they could when they saw South America. And then they found a whole new lineage of primates on that continent. This is not at all surprising. Matt Powell thinks it is.
Surfing monkeys, surfing dinosaurs, it's perfectly plausible.
It's gotten to the point, ladies and gentlemen, where atheists are starting to get mocked majorly and they're not taken seriously. Nowadays, they're actually telling us that monkeys have learned how to surf, and surfing without no food source or anything like this. Now, of course, monkeys can't drink salt water, so they got no drink, no eat, and no nothing. And you've actually got atheists who are getting on video going, well, it all sounds plausible to me.
Surfing monkeys, surfing dinosaurs, it's perfectly plausible.
Why is it that you think that this monkey surfing is so implausible?
I mean, that's pretty desperate when you're saying that monkeys actually rafted on seaweed across the ocean. I mean, give me a break.
His YouTube channel, Matt Powell Official. I don't know why he's got an official on the end of it, but there you go. Yes, Matt Powell is a young earth creationist, and he is an unbelievable moron and science-denying half-wit. He puts all his faith and trust in the Bible. Anyway, Matt, the floor is all yours.
He sailed 900 miles across the Atlantic. Intrepid monkeys, according to scientists, made an improbable sea voyage for Africa to South America on a raft. Picture it, on a raft 34 million years ago. They're saying that the only way they could have got there is climbing on a little raft.
You know, surfing monkeys, surfing dinosaurs, it's perfectly plausible.
What do you even say to that?
I just want to know, was it an inflatable raft or was it a log raft that they had to build themselves?
Well, I heard some guy say it was a little piece of bark. So they rafted across. And it's funny because the same guy goes, you mean to tell me that Noah survived on a wooden boat with all these animals on it? They think a monkey survived on a little piece of bark surfing across the ocean 34 million years ago. And yesterday, a couple days ago, I was talking with Damien, who's actually running the streams right now, and he made the point that we can't even know hardly. Archaeologists are trying to figure out what happened just 1,000 years ago, but they know for certain that 34 million years ago, they were on a little raft. And according to this guy, it's perfectly plausible to believe in surfing monkeys and surfing dinosaurs.
So you're a buffoon and an idiot for believing thus saith the Lord, but if you just thus saith whoever this guy is, then if you don't believe that, then you really are an idiot.
Right.
So, yeah, I guess thus saith this guy, so it's true.
Must be true. He said it.
He said it.
Beards can really take a hit. University of Utah researchers discovered human beards evolved to absorb punches to the head and jaw.
I'm a beard drill. Research shows that flowing facial hair might have evolved to help fight hungry humans better absorb blows to the head.
So we weren't straw manning them when we pointed this out, because they cried out, "Straw man, straw man." Nobody believes that beards evolved to absorb punches to the jaw. There you have it. University of Utah. I mean, what would happen if you actually had a beard, right? So a beard is a disadvantage in a fight because you could pull guard, right?
Yeah, yeah. Unfortunately, in my past life, I've been in a few fights. And yeah, they're definitely a disadvantage. Definitely a disadvantage.
It's crazy.
I guess if you just wish something, maybe they just wanted the padding there. They thought, if I can just get some padding, it'll take away from the blows. Maybe they just didn't figure out how to make the helmets, the sparring helmets yet. Yeah. So they're just like, let's just grow some hair.
Right.
That makes sense. Right. I got it. I'm learning here.
Folks, I know this stream is off the cuff, but if you have any questions, feel free to throw them in the chat. We'll try to answer them. But yeah, we're just covering the craziest things. Because people say, if you believe the Bible, you are really superstitious, but this is superstition right here.
Fortunately, no humans were slugged in the name of science.
So this isn't science.
So we're going to put it to the test. I mean, real life experiment.
Hey, well, put it to the test.
These guys believe it. They're pretty obnoxious, but they believe it. They're like, let's put it to the test.
I'm going to grow a little more. Does that hurt? Nope, we've got a beard.
Want to hear about dinosaurs?
Do I have any about dinosaurs?
Turns out that, this is a new report from British scientists, and they said that basically the dinosaurs, they also warmed the planet thanks to all the gas that they emitted from eating all the leafy plants. And all they emitted a total of 520 million tons per year of global methane, which is, they say, the level comparable to the total given off today by animals and industrial activity. So they farted their way to extinction.
They actually believe this. They believe that dinosaurs farted themselves to death. And then one guy says, well, Matt, you've misrepresented us. We believe they tooted. He used the word tooted. Who uses that? Unless you're like five. We believe they tooted and it warmed the environment. And then that's why they died. That's still the same thing. It doesn't matter how you shuffle the cards.
Yeah, I mean, don't they pride themselves on using all these large words and scientific terminologies, but tooted is that the biggest word he could figure? He needs to get out his thesaurus and look up maybe an alternate word that sounds a little bit more intelligent than
tooted.
I wonder, they have the amber with the little bubbles of oxygen in there. I wonder if we could find one that they drill out and it toots. That could be evidence for them.
This could be evidence for this. Good time.
I think what's important here is actually that this once and for all proves that the Creation Museum in Kentucky is wrong. Because if dinosaurs were actually farting that much, Adam and Eve would not have been that close to them hanging out. So I just want to point that out.
60 million years ago, lost the shoes.
So the Creation Museum's wrong. Creationists are wrong because if dinosaurs farted themselves to death, then they wouldn't have survived around them. Well, how did all the other creatures survive, right? Because if dinosaurs were dying from it, wouldn't it kill everything else?
Well,
make believe.
Today they say the biggest emitters of this methane is cattle, cows.
Right.
So does that mean there's no cowboys anymore? Because
right. According to their logic,
according to them, there's no cowboys.
Right. I couldn't even believe it when I saw this video. They're actually teaching kids this.
The mighty dinosaurs were wiped out. There are many reasons for this, and here is just one of them. Number 63.
Dinosaurs did fart themselves into extinction. All their greenhouse gases caused climate change.
I feel dumber.
I feel like you lose IQ points. I'm sorry, folks. I'm sorry for all of you who tuned into this video. You have just lost a few IQ points because let me tell you, this is insane. It's not just crazy what we're dealing with. This is literal insanity. If you brought this before, if you played that video in a courtroom, because remember, evolution's protected by law, and you bring that into a courtroom, they're going to laugh you right out of there. But they don't even know. Most people don't know. They play that. That's an educational video for kids on extinction of dinosaurs.
Can we bring up exhibit number two, please?
This lady cracks me up so much. She goes, dinosaurs did fart themselves into extinction.
She said confidently.
They did. It's funny. Why did they take issue with us? Why don't they take issue with these people saying it? Because like the news reporters can say it. You know, dinosaurs, they farted their way to extinction. And this lady can say it. But all of a sudden I say it. And they're like, straw man. You know, and they write articles about it. I've seen entire videos about it. They get hundreds of thousands of views. And they're like, he's just pulling a rabbit out of his hat. No, people actually are saying this now. They believe this.
Yeah. Well, the problem is you're telling it to a bunch of intelligent people, which are your viewers. And that news is getting out to other intelligent adults, where this video is obviously targeting children. Right. So they don't want people with an IQ above, you know, 70 to actually see this information. They want them to grow up as children and learn this stuff so that when they get older, they can just be like, oh, yeah, you know what I mean? And then they become an evolutionist.
Yeah, right. Amen. That's how it goes. Kids video.
Dinosaurs did fart themselves into extinction. All their greenhouse gases caused climate change.
She has a straight face.
If we evolved from monkeys,
I don't know how they do it.
Why are there still monkeys? Well, because we're not monkeys. We're fish. Now, knowing you're a fish and not a monkey is actually really important to understanding where we came from. Many of us
were fish. I guess Mr. Limpet was right. Remember Mr. Limpet? I wish I were a fish. Well, according to evolution, you were a fish. Millions of years. Again, they cry out, straw man, Matt, straw man. This is not a straw man argument. This is right out of their own mouths. That's why I wanted to do this video, is because people are like, he is such a liar. And Kent Hovind, liar. Greg Cameron, liar. Richard Long, all of them, Jonathan Guzman, they're all liars, con men. Not true.
You're taught evolution wrong. You and I are fish. One fish lineage came onto land and gave rise to, among other things, the mammals and reptiles. Perhaps it's better still to think of us as a little fish out of water.
Let's talk about the universe.
That makes me feel bad because I like fishing.
Right.
So am I like cannibal here?
Right. Yeah. You're literally eating your ancestors.
I'm eating my ancestors.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Well, Jesus did command us to go be fishers of men. So true. maybe they have some credence there.
Yeah. That's insane.
Shall we? The universe as we know it was created by what is known as the Big Bang, or so we believe. The Big Bang is the belief that the universe essentially came from nothing, and that's hard to understand, because how could something so enormous and, you know, significant and just magical come from nothing?
That's because it's not believable, because it's not science, because it's not true.
So you can take a recording device and record information into it. And when you play the information back, there's no cognitive process with that recording device. It's just spewing out whatever you put upon it. That's what she is.
Yeah.
I mean, even she was like, yeah, this doesn't make any sense. But she doesn't stop to think about it. It just came in from her gurus.
Yeah.
And then it spews back out. She's this little, you know, animated, living, organic recording device just spewing out information and never actually thinking.
Well, it's sad.
It is very sad. If you really think about it,
because these people, they think that they're free thinkers, and they go out on the street and they hold up signs that say, we believe in free thought. If you believe, I'm a skeptic. If you were a skeptic,
you would have been skeptical at base one.
Yes.
When they said that the universe popped into existence from nothing with no God on cause. That's, we're dealing with people that believe in magic. We're actually dealing, because they accuse us. They say Christianity, that's a book of myths, a book of fairy tales, it's magic. Not true. What's magical? Somebody creating the universe or matter and energy poofing into existence from nothing. I actually was out on the street not too long ago interviewing atheists, and I specifically said, if you're an atheist, we'll do the interview. And I only got atheists. And I asked them one question. I said, what requires magic? God creating the universe, or somebody creating the universe, or matter and energy creating itself from nothing? And each one of them, they stuttered. They looked at me for a minute. They got real uncomfortable, and they said, the universe creating itself from nothing. They know they believe in magic. And I got them to admit, like 10 of them, to admit they believe in full-blown magic, because that's what they're left with. If you think there's no God, every mystical superstition comes to life at that point. Farting dinosaurs, surfing monkeys, surfing dinosaurs is perfectly plausible, this guy earlier said. You got to start with God. You have to have a good
Amen.
Place to begin.
It just makes sense that there'd be a creator.
Yeah. And what they say doesn't make sense. Even she admitted it. She says, well, it doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
Because there's no sense to it.
Right.
And I said, it was once believed that our entire universe, not just Earth, not just our solar system, not just our galaxy, everything, our entire universe was once this big. You know, the chances of just a mega bang or explosion creating, you know, what's essential for life, you know, living creatures, is just slim to none for me. It seems unbelievable of that.
That's because it's not believable. It is unbelievable for rational people. Anna, I think her name was Anna Campbell. Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, which really does describe it well, because it is a belief.
Yeah.
It's not factual. It's a belief.
Well, and that's why they have churches popping up everywhere. The first church of atheism. Atheism itself is defined as the belief that there is no God. They say, we don't have beliefs. It's defined. What you believe is the belief that there is no God. It's a belief. Good point.
It is proven that the universe was much smaller. It is theorized that it was actually the size of a grain of sand at one point. Grain of sand. But that small grain of sand that was once our universe had to have enough energy to set off that moment of creation.
Did he?
Man,
she makes all the points.
What's that?
She makes all the ridiculous points. And it's just like, yeah, that's how it happened.
She's just mindlessly repeating what she's been told.
Yeah.
But these are the first people that tell us, you've been brainwashed by religion. You've been confused. You know, they say we need to get religion out of society. So when I watch this, sometimes I don't even know how to respond to it, because it's so much stupidity in one video. But this is really what they believe.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no room for free thought in evolution.
None.
The Bible says, study to show thyself approved unto God. I can study my Bible and see what it says, and I answer only to God. And I can differ from you, and you can differ from me, and I give an answer for myself.
Yeah.
In evolution, if I study and I come up with something that's not what they think I should come up with, I'm out. Like, oh, this definitely didn't come out, it didn't pop out of out of nothing. Something had to have caused it. Oh no, that's not the right kind of thought. I thought we were free thinkers here.
Right.
No, that's expensive thought. It's gonna cost you.
Oh yeah. Very good point.
Universe need a creator, not according to the physicist and mathematician Stephen Hawking, who argues that God wasn't necessary for the creation of the world. Professor Hawking claims that the Big Bang theory of creation can now be explained by science alone, without the need to consider some form of divine intervention.
Because there are laws, such as gravity, the universe can, and will, create itself from nothing.
The universe could essentially be nothingness, which was unstable, and created a soap bubble. It's hard to argue against the possibility that all of us are not just the creation of some kid
in a parent's basement programming up a world for their own entertainment. And then every time something weird happens in the world, some disruptive leader takes charge. And I wonder if that programmer just got bored and had to stir the pot. So they throw somebody in there just to, for their own entertainment.
There are lots of different religions, and they can't all be right. And the Christian one in which I was brought up was clearly only one of many. But that didn't finally make me into an atheist. What finally made me into an atheist was the realization that there was no scientific reason to believe in any sort of supernatural creator. And that came with the understanding of Darwinian evolution.
When they knew God, they glorified him not as God, but became vain in their imagination. And his foolish heart was darkened, it looks like.
His foolish heart was darkened. Well, I mean, even the news reporters had reported on his remarks. Remember, I think back in 2016, he said that the mild pedophilia did him no lasting harm. Well, you're an atheist, Richard Dawkins. Apparently, it did something wrong, because something bad happened to you at some point, because you believe some interesting things. I think it's kind of interesting, the idea that panspermia that you'd mentioned in one of your videos, that life could have been seeded on this planet. But that's not science. That's sci-fi. That's like Star Trek, Star Wars. Has nothing to do with reality. But you know, there's, Brother Cameron, it seems like whenever I talk to these theistic evolutionists, the Christian crowd, mm-hmm. that says, well, we believe in evolution and we believe in God. Well, here's the thing. Dawkins himself admitted in this video that what made him into an atheist was evolution. He says, once I came to Darwinian evolution, that's what made me into an atheist. So there is a connection. The world's leading atheist is evolutionist, and that's what made him an atheist.
Yeah, I definitely think there's a strong correlation between the two.
Yeah.
For sure.
Right.
Today, the Sunday Assembly, or as it's better known, the Atheist Church, is launching 35 new services in cities across the world. There's ones in New Zealand, Hungary, France, the UK, and 16 here in the US. So I'm here at the one in Strongsville, Ohio, just outside Cleveland, and I'm going to see what it's all about. Nature's way of receiving you. Nature's way of treating you. Nature's way
of telling you. They have their own worship team. Isn't that crazy? They're not religious, Brother Greg. They just have a church. That is religion, by definition. They even have a pastor, an atheist pastor. But these are the first people to tell you that the Bible's wrong. The very crowd that says dinosaurs did fart themselves into extinction is the same crowd that's telling you, oh, thus saith the Lord is wrong. Consider the source.
I'm an atheist. I don't believe in God. This is not a religion. Now, I got to go to church.
Right. Exactly.
I'll be back for my interview. I'm late for church, but yeah. I'm not religious.
Well, I've actually been thinking about stopping by at the one over in Washington. They've got a big atheist church over there. I don't know if they're familiar with me. They'd probably ask me to leave if they knew who I was. But I was thinking, if I go in there, I was just trying to go in there and chat with them. Ask them a few questions. Do you believe dinosaurs farted themselves to death? Do you believe, are these the fundamentals of your faith? Are the fundamentals of science? I'd be curious to see what they'd say. It's a pretty decent sized church they got.
Oh, I'm sure.
Seattle Atheist Church is what it's called.
Seattle Atheist Church.
Do you know how many members?
I don't. I think it's like a couple hundred.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's.
I wonder if they open up a science text and read from that and as their biblical, you know.
Yeah. Well, they have a pulpit, so apparently they're preaching something over there.
In the beginning, nothing created everything.
Yeah.
And it saw it was good.
Right. Something's wrong, all right.
Yeah.
You have no, it's funny, they say there's no purpose to life. So they've made it their purpose to meet and tell everybody that there is no purpose. That's their purpose, tell everybody that there's no purpose.
What's your background? Were you raised in a religious family? Did you go to church?
Recently, I've just been de-baptized, so I have the actual certificate to show that I've been de-baptized.
How did you get de-baptized? Oh, to dry you excessively.
I look at these people, folks, like any other false religion. It's just like dealing with a Jehovah's Witness or a Mormon. They all believe really weird things. And then when you actually confront them about what they believe, they'll just run away because they don't want to face what they believe. It's embarrassing. Imagine being a theistic evolutionist, brother, and imagine having to defend that the Big Bang model was true. Can you, I can't honestly, intellectually defend the position that dinosaurs too didn't warm the environment. I can't do that. It just violates all of science. It violates everything that we've ever observed. I just can't imagine being a theistic evolutionist. If you're listening to this and you believe in theistic evolution, like RC apologist and all these famous apologists online, this is stuff you have to defend. You have to defend surfing monkeys. Quit compromising. Just accept what the Bible says. It makes it way easier.
Yeah. And what can you say?
Yeah, what can you say?
It's a lot of mainstream evolutionists, and they're just saying it with such confidence. They're saying it so boldly as if this is just the way it is. But then if you quote them, you're accused of just making stuff up out of whole cloth. Like, where'd you get this, Matt?
Where'd you get that?
What are you liar?
It's funny. I show them a picture of a dinosaur and man together, the footprints in the same strata. Where'd you get that picture from? Did you doctor that? No, I didn't doctor that. That's not even a young earth creationist source. It's known as a problem for evolution. That's what they assume. Did you doctor that? What do you do?
The second idea we need to spread is that we have only one life, which means that life has to be lived to the full. There is no second chance, no opportunity to have a do-over. There is no afterlife in which wrongs are righted and justice meted out in the evil rules.
Once in a while, I get people that claim they don't believe in evolution. And my response generally is, why not? Really, why not?
Well, maybe because it violates everything that we've ever observed or ever will observe.
Your world just becomes fantastically complicated when you don't believe in evolution. I mean, here are these ancient dinosaur bones.
Why does he talk about dinosaur bones? This is so ironic. He says, your worldview becomes fantastically complicated when you don't believe evolution. And he says, here are these dinosaur bones. Dinosaur bones contain C14. C14 only lasts 50,000 years. Dinosaur bones also contain DNA and soft tissue, blood vessels.
Yeah.
So he says, here are these ancient dinosaur bones that prove evolution. False.
And you want to talk about complicated? Make any of these assertions that they're making make any sense? Monkeys building rafts and sailing the seven seas. That's pretty complicated.
Yeah. Well, he's like, your worldview becomes so fantastically complicated when you don't believe in evolution. Well, what part of believing you came from an ape makes your world less complicated?
Right. I mean, I live my life by this one book here. How many science books do they have with tons of contradicting information? They don't even know what they're talking about. That sounds pretty complicated to me. Did they pass gas? Was it an asteroid, a volcano? They just lack of oxygen, too much heat. That's complicated.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Here's radioactivity. Here are distant stars that are just...
All right, radioactivity. We can create radiometric isotopes in a lab, and the next day, new isotopes, and they date millions of years old. So when you say radioactivity is proof of millions of years, false again. False again. So many things.
It's like our star, but they're a different point in their life.
Speed of light's not constant.
I'm sorry. The idea of deep time of this billions of years explains so much of the world around us. If you try to ignore that...
It doesn't explain anything of the world around us. The geologic column cannot be explained by deep time. It absolutely cannot. The geologic column, as Kent Hovind says, doesn't even exist. It really doesn't exist. All you have are fossils in the ground. And if fossilization takes
tens of thousands of years, those organisms in the ground that were fossilized would have deteriorated before they could have even fossilized. That's why fossilization is not about time, the magic wand. It's about conditions.
Time, in my estimation, is the biggest enemy of evolution, because on a long enough timeline, everything's going to die. So time is the enemy. You have to get the next generation and the next generation before you have millions of years, because you're going to die long before you ever figure out how to survive.
Well, and we have mutations building up in populations over time. That means that we were becoming more mutant. We die from mutations. You know, if we have mutations building up in populations over time, that's going to kill us. So if you have time equals more death, more deterioration. Second law of thermodynamics. These guys, I don't want to throw any ad hominems, though I'm tempted to, at this guy. But I'm telling you, he's absolutely wrong about absolutely everything he said in this video. But he's looked to as the science man of the United States of America. This is our best. It's embarrassing.
Your worldview just becomes crazy. It just untenable, itself inconsistent.
Why are people so upset about Christianity in general? Like, specifically atheists. Why do atheists attack Christianity over all the other religions, like Wiccanism and Buddhism? Why do we care so much about Christianity? It's because Christianity is forced upon us.
Wrong again. Wrong again. In fact, evolution is the only theory protected by law, so it's forced in schools. You can't think outside of it. It is forced upon you. So it's a fallacy of false equivalence when they say, you're forcing your beliefs on other people when they themselves are doing that.
I knock doors every week and spread the gospel. And when someone says, I don't want to hear, I don't care, get out of here, they don't have to tell me twice. I turn and I walk away. I don't grab them and hold them down. I don't make them pay my salary to teach their kids my religion. I just walk away.
Yeah. It's the contrary. We don't force it. The point of Christianity is to believe. What does believe involve? Well, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth and believe in thine heart. It's a choice of the heart. Believing in Christ, not being forced. You can't be forced to believe something.
Nope.
It's crazy.
That's why Christianity is focused on so much, is because it's forced upon us. This doesn't mean that all Christians force the religion on others, but a lot of bad apples do. And I think that people who do force their views on others, like go out of their way to tell people that they're wrong, that they are wrong.
Well, you're telling me that I'm wrong for telling people that they're wrong. So you're defeating yourself. You literally just defeated yourself. Think about this, Onision. You've got, I don't know how many millions of subscribers. If you tell people that they're wrong, Greg, you're wrong. Well, you're telling me that I'm wrong for telling him that he's wrong. It's self-inconsistent is what it is.
Can't say Hitler was wrong.
You can't. Well, they say there's no right or wrong. Are you right about that? No, you're wrong. Well, I thought there was no right or wrong.
Well, in their view, there is only one thing wrong. Christians.
That's a really good way to put it. Why is it that we are the only group? There are so many Muslim YouTubers. There are so many Buddhist YouTubers now. Hindus, Mormons, they don't care about them. But I can almost guarantee you that they're going to see this video, this very video, and they're going to go berserk. They're going to go nuts, and they're going to respond to it. And they're going to try and defend their position. But you cannot defend that which is indefensible. And that's evolution. You can't defend it because it's indefensible.
When you preach the Bible, it turns the world upside down. Amen. There's no other book like it.
Remember what they said about the apostles.
That's right.
Are these not the men which have turned the world upside down? I think if Christians would just preach the gospel, that we could turn the world upside down.
Yeah.
I think creation apologetics are fun. I do them now and then. But at the end of the day, the only thing I'm really interested in is sharing the gospel with people.
Amen.
At the end of the day, Brother Greg, I think we all agree that that's really all that matters.
That is.
And it's eternal salvation, not temporary redemption.
Amen.
46% of Americans believe in the creationist view. God created humans in the present form at one time in the last 10,000 years. Does that just shock you that so many people still think that?
Yes, it does.
Shock you.
It doesn't shock me, but it's pretty troubling.
How about the recent push to implement intelligent design in school curriculums?
It's very bad. It's very dangerous.
Dangerous. You don't mess with the truth. You just don't mess with
Do we know the truth?
We don't mess with the truth, but they think there is no truth. I've heard them say this. I've been on the street with them. They say, Matt, there just is no truth. At the end of the day, we can't know anything. Well, you're saying that you know that you can't know anything else. How do you know that? They say, there is no truth. Well, is that true? Because if it's true that there is no truth, how can a statement be true that there is no truth?
Well, we certainly know that the universe was created a long time ago.
Intelligent design is, as the saying goes, dumb.
So intelligent design is, as the saying goes, dumb. Oh, here's another education video. Why, and this actually kind of makes my point, right? Why didn't the pig die too? Why didn't all the other animals die when these dinosaurs were passing so much gas that they killed themselves? They killed themselves with their own flatulence.
I was thinking the same exact thing. Well, have you ever been by a hog pen? They stink anyways. Maybe they liked it.
Yeah. Who knows? I've never heard that one before. That's hilarious. Good times, brother. So, Brother Cameron, did you have any closing remarks?
No, I'm just thankful to be here, spend time with you, and be at Dinosaur Adventure Land. It's been a blessing being here. Awesome being on the show. And if you're not saved, then you need to trust Jesus as your Savior. And we've got Bible Way to Heaven videos on our YouTube channels, and you can check those out. I'll show you exactly how you can know for sure you go to heaven.
Yeah, make sure to subscribe. I'll put the link to Revival Baptist in the description of this video. Make sure to check it out and listen to their preaching. They get a lot of good preaching coming out of there. In fact, tomorrow I think you're scheduled to preach in Orlando, correct?
I am, yes, sir.
Yep, yeah. So he's going to be preaching on eternal security?
Yep, basically just the doctrine of salvation. Yep.
Amen. So make sure to tune into that, folks. And Brother Cameron, thank you so much for coming on.
Amen. Glad to be here.
I'm glad we were able to do this. This was fun. God bless, folks.
God bless.